Okay, the five in the Torah also say Lila Nishmas, Yudari Mazel's grandmother, Sarah Bas Chaim Yudaleib, Neshamazam Zalia, should be a schus for entire Mishpacha, for her Neshama. They should all have a big Nechama and Simcha and Bracha Bekarv Mamish. The Torah tells us when Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to Korach, after Korach's entire Machlokes Kenege Moshe Aaron, by imperik tazay and pazukei by daber al korach val kol dazal lemer boiker v'yoida Hashem es asher lo. Says tomorrow morning we'll see who Rabbeinu Shlomo really wants. Tomorrow morning we'll see if he chooses you or chooses me and Aaron. Tomorrow morning we'll see who's right. And that's when the whole ma'aseh happened with the ketores, as we learned about earlier. Why boiker v'yoida? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu wait till the next morning? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu? Why not? Let's bring Ketores right now and see who the Rebbeinu Shlomo chooses. Why are we waiting till the morning? Why boiker v'yoida? So I saw from the Imre Yosef, he says as follows. He brings out two pshatim. One is very deep, very Kabbalistic. I'm going to say it over. Even though it's going to be hard to be makabel and to fully comprehend. The second pshat, I think, is for each and every one of us, mamish. Such chizuk. He first brings down from the Halakha Abderav. He says the Abderav taught that, as we know, at night when we go to sleep, all a chalik of our neshama goes up to Shemayim. And when our neshamas are up Shemayim, they're together with all the neshamas of the Velt. So the neshamas of tzaddikim are there together with our neshamas. And the tzaddikim's neshamas have the ability to be mezakech, to purify, to have an effect on the neshama of those who need the chizuk. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Boiker v'yoida." Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Tonight we're going to go to sleep. Tonight we're going to go to sleep, and my neshama will go and try to be mekadesh and metar the neshamas of Korach ve'edaso. And tomorrow will be a new world. I'll be mezakech them, and things will be good." So only boiker v'yoida. They didn't want to try right away. That's from the Abderav. But then the Imre Yosef suggests something else. Imre Yosef suggests that emes isn't something, I think, for each and every one of us. We could mamish connect to in the deepest of ways. That every night when we go to sleep, before we go to sleep, we should do cheshbon and nefesh. We should do a little introspection. How was my day today? What did I do good? What did I not do so good? What could I do better tomorrow? How could I grow? How could I work on myself? What could I do a little bit better tomorrow? I'm a fast based by myself. I search into my ways. V'yasa tshuva and do tshuva. And Moshe Rabbeinu is hoping that boiker v'yoida, tomorrow morning, Korach v'edasa, tonight they're going to go to sleep, but before they go to sleep they're going to do cheshbon and nefesh, and tomorrow's going to be a whole different day. Problem was, Rashi points out, and it's a medrash Tanchuma, that Korach v'edasa all night long stayed up all night. They were involved in late sunnis all night long. They didn't go to sleep at all. So they never had any of these opportunities. And therefore, boiker v'yoida, in the morning we found out, and they were all destroyed, and we know what happened. I mean, what does this teach each and every one of us? First of all, it tells us, besides for the ability on a Kabbalistic level our neshamas have every night when we go to sleep, who knows what could happen with the tzaddikim. Allah, our neshamas are up there with Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Rabbi Steinman, doing all different types of avodah on us. But each and every one of us, when we go to sleep at night, we should be doing cheshbon and nefesh. We should be thinking about today, what did I do that was good, Baruch Hashem? What can I do better tomorrow? How can I improve? How can I grow? You know, I remember he did nafshi, his friend Charlie Harari told me years ago that he was once speaking to Rav Noach Weinberg. The tzaddik, Rav Noach Weinberg, who mamish, we have no idea how many thousands of neshamas in this world that he's responsible that are from today. Gadol Adar, who started Eish HaTorah, imagine the amount of people that Eish HaTorah brought back to Yiddishkeit. We can't even imagine. So Charlie was with Rav Noach Weinberg, and he asked Rav Noach Weinberg, Tell me something. Can you tell me what you owe your success to? There's one thing. What do you owe your success, your atzlacha, to? And he said, every single night before I go to sleep, I think to myself, what was my day like today? What did I do that wasn't so good? What did I do that was good? What could I do better tomorrow? That's what he said was the key to success. So each and every one of us needs to take chizik from this Imre Yosef in the same way. But I think there's another lesson and another chizik to each and every one of us. And that is something very pashit, but something very amok, very deep. And that every day is a whole new world. And that maybe today wasn't necessarily the best day in the world. And maybe today there was a nisayon that came my way that I failed. And maybe today I didn't learn as much as I should have learned. And maybe today I didn't daven as well as I should have davened. Maybe today there was some big tragedy that occurred in my family and in mamish. I feel like it's never going to be solved. I don't know what it's going to be with some big machlo. I don't know. When we go to sleep at night, we should recognize Boiker V'yoida. The reason Moshe Rabbeinu was pushing it off because tomorrow is a whole new world. And who knows what's going to be. Let's give one more day because tomorrow could be a whole new world. And for each and every one of us, we should take this chizik to know that whatever today was, it's in the past. When I go to sleep, tomorrow's going to be a whole new world. If today was a good day, and I feel like I learned well, and I davened well, and I had simcha and bracha, awesome! Halavai, tomorrow will be again. Bez is Hashem. You have to daven for it. It's not so pashut. You have to realize I have to daven for it, and I have to hope for it, and I have to put in my avodah. But if it wasn't, also the chizik should be, tomorrow could be a whole brand new day. Bez Hashem is baruch, we should be zoicha with this chesed and nefesh before we go to sleep. And this is chadshus of daily chadshus. Be zoicha to grow into who we're supposed to be. Be zoicha to fill our tafkid in this world. Be zoicha that Rabbeinu Hashem should see when all these yidden are fulfilling their tafkid to only bring simcha and bracha and bi'as Mashiach b'mehera b'yameinu. V'heilig Shabbos Kodesh full of simcha and bracha.
Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh